now plugged into Action Features.
I got a paper cut on my lip, I think.
Ugh.
I hit myself in the lip.
Ugh.
With the papers that we had.
That's rough. What is this? I got these.
I don't know.
Bits from that packaging is stuck away.
Well, hello.
Hello
people.
There.
Listeners.
Looks like somebody had just come to the
friends
the door and they've been turned away.
Well, it's too bad.
Yeah.
It's too bad. We have somebody visit our building here.
Yeah, well.
Wanted service.
Looks like they missed out. Hey, everybody. It's us.
Welcome to episode 45.
Is it 45?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no... It's got to be past that. I don't know.
Let me see what it is.
I want to know when our 50th is. We definitely have to do something special for the 50th.
Yeah, well, we'll be over the hill by then.
Oh, well, yeah.
We'll be king of the hill. We'll be kings of the hill by then.
Hmm.
Hang on. I gotta do this real quick. You go ahead and talk to him for a second.
Jeez, okay, so... All right. So I'm at Kroger. And I get into a fight. Of course, I get into a fight at Kroger. This is the same story, by the way. I'm just dying to get to the end of it. So the guy asked me to borrow some quarters.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
That was faster than usual.
Yeah.
I usually get more of the story out.
Yeah, you were quick.
I was quick about it. All right, so hey, everybody. This is episode 75 of Action Features, the podcast.
Bullcorn.
That's close enough.
What episode is it?
I really don't know.
I thought you looked it up.
But I stopped. Hang on.
Well,
stop checking.
That's how you got back so quick.
I forgot to do what I was going to do.
You didn't complete the mission.
Yeah. I got sidetracked. Let's see. It is... Oh, that's... That old episode. According to the podcast app, it's episode 43.
Okay.
So that's close enough.
As long as we're not to 50 yet.
It's close enough. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well...
What are we going to talk about
tonight?
We got
a couple things. Just a couple.
We got two things.
What's the other two things?
I don't know.
What's the other thing?
You said a couple, so I said two.
Oh.
I don't have two things. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about Superman.
You want to talk
about... I was going to talk about Superman Man of Steel last time.
That's right. You know what? Chad waited. He said he was listening to the last one.
Oh, yeah?
You remember what he did with Iron Man?
Yeah.
So he said, I paused the episode because I want to go see the movie and then come back. And I said he didn't do it this time.
Didn't do it that time.
So you go ahead and finish it.
You can finish it.
He was disappointed.
Chad, you should pause now.
He also said, since we're talking about it, he said that he works in a hospital. So he was listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
While he's walking down the hall at the hospital,
yeah.
And he's cracking up because of Sulu. And he's thinking that people are going to look
that's
at
great.
Him crazy and stuff.
No, that's great.
That's how doctors should be.
Man, I like Chad. I wish he would come on the show more.
Speaking
often.
Of friends, though, I forgot this last time. We had the fathers, the top television fathers.
Yeah.
Okay. Nate pointed out Andy Griffith.
Which, yeah, we both were like,
stupid.
This is stupid.
Of me to have forgotten that,
yeah.
Both of us. So Andy Griffith, honorable mention. And I want to say Mr. Cunningham from Happy Days now.
There you go.
So, okay.
There you go.
Get that before I forget.
All right. Well, so I'm going to have a Superman rant.
Okay.
And so I had actually been emailing my friend back and forth, and I did like an email rant.
Yep.
And I printed it out, and I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's ridiculous. I can't believe I actually wrote this.
You went for it.
It's huge, but I'm going to use it to kind of keep track of my points.
Okay.
So I'm not all over the place.
Okay, that sounds fine. We are going to talk about movie flops.
Yeah, because Lone
Ranger.
There
have been
some
movie flops lately.
Lone Ranger bombed.
It totally tanked. Everybody knows it.
Huge bomb.
You know what I find funny? Like, everybody gets behind stuff. If they think it's going to do well, and then if it's doing well, everybody's like, this is the best movie ever, like Avatar.
Yeah.
That movie's not the best movie ever.
No, it's not.
That movie stinks.
It does stink.
So...
Unobtainium?
So, with Lone Ranger, it's kind of the same deal. It's
yeah.
like, the Lone Ranger, he's back, and everybody's talking about Tonto, and
there it is.
Johnny Depp is Tonto, and then it bombs, and then everybody's slamming it, like on Yahoo and stuff, like all the news articles are talking about it. So I just think that's funny.
And sometimes it goes both ways, where everybody thinks a movie's great, and so everybody, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best, like Avatar. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you just see Avatar? It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the same flip-flop of it, if everybody says a movie's bad, everybody believes the movie's bad.
Oh, you mean with influence?
Yeah.
Talking about with influence.
And sometimes it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that some movies that get all this praise and all this money and all this stuff heaped on them really aren't that great.
Yep.
And sometimes these movies, they get dogged and trashed and bomb.
Yep.
Really are pretty good.
That's right.
There's a few on this list that I've seen, and I thought they were pretty good. And there's a few that I've written down that aren't on this list that I think have been considered kind of flops.
I agree. I think
I think are pretty good.
Yes. Yes, I agree also. I didn't put the numbers down on this.
Don't worry about it. There's no numbers involved.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about movie flops. I don't think World War Z...
You gave me the same list twice.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I have two page twos.
You've got page twos. I've got page ones.
All right. Let's trade.
This movie flops so hard, it's on here twice.
This episode's about to flop.
We need some flip-flops. Blew up my flip-flop. All right.
Ah, shoot.
So, is there any like current stuff we need to talk about?
I don't think
first?
World War Z is doing good. I have one current topic thing that's current event. Congress is proposing a bill to make a site on the moon a national park.
What?
With all the stuff, okay. With all the stuff going on, with the state of the union, as they say. Jobs aren't really doing too good still. The economy is just... I just don't know what... These people... Congress is making a lot of money. They're getting paid a lot of taxpayer dollars to do their job. And it's this type of thing keeps coming up. Like, nobody's going to the moon.
Nobody's going to go to the moon.
Nobody's going to go to the moon. No, not anytime soon. Why?
Alice. She's going to the moon.
To the moon, yeah. Alice. So
might as well.
I just wanted to bring it up. Like why?
That's silly.
Why are we doing this?
That's silly.
Why are you wasting time? How many hours is this going to take?
Time and money that's being wasted.
They're going to type it up. They're going to have a big... anyway.
I wish you would have told me about that.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry. Had to be said. Okay. Other current events.
I have some.
Yeah?
Blaze's birthday is Sunday.
Well, happy birthday, young man.
11. He's pretty excited. He's all about Batman stuff.
Yes, of course.
He wanted Batman animated stuff because he wants the villains to play with his, you know, Michael Keaton Batman stuff to expand his villains. And he wants some Batman vehicles and things like that. I'm not gonna say what he
nobody got, knows what he's gonna get
because it's not Sunday yet. And just in case he listens to the podcast before then,
actually, I know a couple things that you got know, you've because seen I've
it.
Seen him.
Yeah, you've seen a few things.
I'm not gonna tell.
He's me excited.
I won't tell.
This is Happy Birthday, Blaze. In case you hear this before your birthday. And the other thing is that the Hot Toys Batmobile has officially begun the process of getting to be shipped. So it's like arriving at Sideshow's warehouses, and it'll start shipping the next couple weeks. And I'm losing my mind thinking about that Batmobile showing up.
Is it, you can almost ride in it yourself.
I might as well.
It's big enough.
I'm just going to sit on it when it gets here. I'm just going to sit on it. I'm going to try and fit into it. I'm break things, trying to get into it. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. So that was my two current event things that I'm excited about.
All right. We have a copy of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey that we got from Pizza Hut years back. I want to find a way to give this thing away.
Okay.
What kind of contest can we have?
I don't know.
I mean, because I have a copy myself.
Yeah.
Now.
We do need to give that away.
We need to find a way to get this to some lucky listener.
I'll tell you what. The first person that comments on this on, say... You want to do it through the Facebook page? You want to do it through the actual page? What do you want to do?
Let's do it through Facebook. I think most people are...
The first person that comments on... When I post the link to the show, the first person that comments with... that was non-heinous. Non-heinous episode.
Yeah, so we want to hear a good...
Some kind of cool Bill and Ted-ism.
Bill and Ted talk.
You don't have to say non-heinous. It's just something, some kind of Bill and Ted-ism. Yep. First person that comments on where I post the link to the episode.
Nice.
First person to comment on that with a Bill and Ted-ism gets the Pizza Hut DVD copy of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. But we've played it and we've watched it, so you could feel closer.
It's non-heinous.
And that's facebook.com/actionfeatures. In case you haven't been there before. Hey, that was cool.
Yeah,
that was cool, man.
A little something.
A little something. All right, let's do this.
Okay. We're just going to read through some things.
Okay, so wait, hang on. You printed this list off from Wikipedia. You just looked at the box office bombs, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I did.
All right. We don't have to say all of them.
We're not going to say all of them. I just picked...
How about just ones we want to talk about or ones you've seen?
Some of them I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cutthroat Island.
I saw that one coming.
But I liked that when I was a kid.
I knew that was going to bomb.
But...
Gina Davis is a pirate lady.
Gina Davis as anything?
Come on.
Okay. Does anybody want to watch Gina Davis do anything? I don't. I really don't, but I did as a kid for some reason. I thought, this movie's cool.
Who's funding these movies? Who's in a boardroom and Gina Davis comes in and goes, hey, how about I do a pirate movie? And they go, hey, here's $40 million. Go ahead.
I don't know.
What?
I don't think that's actually how it happened.
That's how it happened. It's on the DVD special features.
Oh, okay. So you have the DVD.
I've seen it. I just borrowed it. I got it from Pizza Hut.
You
I borrowed it from Pizza Hut.
Okay. Adventures of Pluto Nash is on here.
Nobody saw that. Nobody cared. That was, again, that's one where it's like, you had to know you that to wasn't going to do good.
Well, this is my point with all these current flops. One of them is on this list, Jack the Giant Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that that was a good idea?
Yeah.
You thought that if you put money into this, you're going to get money back from it?
But somehow this was going to increase the money you had?
Why did people think that?
I don't know.
I think people who don't watch movies.
Sahara.
Yep.
I don't remember that movie even coming out. I remember that somebody did a couple of toys.
Steve Zahn was at the top of his game.
Yeah.
That
there were a couple of action figures for this. Like 21st Century
21st
toys,
Century did two vehicles, I think.
And two figures, I
and
think,
And two
too.
Figures, yes.
And I never even saw the movie come out. I don't remember anything about this movie.
It was
That's the only thing I remember about
it. It was like
movie.
An action-adventure buddy comedy.
Set in the deserts.
Yep. Set in the deserts. I've only seen parts of it. I can never get into it, but I don't know that it's terrible. I don't know that it's terrible. I just don't know.
It might as well be.
It might as well be.
Mars Needs Moms?
Mars Needs Moms. I don't even know what that is.
Say, well, we didn't need this movie.
That's right.
Mars Needs a Park.
That's right.
Congress
should Yeah, Congress should get to work on that. The 13th Warrior.
Was that
Antonio Banderas.
Don't misbehave.
Don't misbehave. Even as a 12-year-old, I was not impressed by
I'm
this
not
movie.
Interested.
Or however old I was young. Speed Racer, a classic example of you should have known better.
Yeah, Speed Racer could be a great movie.
Could be. It was a cool show.
But the
cool
headaches,
subject.
I mean, the trailers alone give me headaches. It just looked
hard.
Like a mess.
Yeah, nobody could sit through that.
I've heard that it's actually pretty decent.
I don't know.
Sit through it.
I don't know who told you that.
But, I mean, just watching the trailers, I was like, this isn't Speed Racer. This looks like a mess. What are they doing over
here?
I'm
not interested in that.
I don't want to see that. Green Lantern. Now, that I did see.
You saw that movie.
We watched it on cable eventually. I think Blaze, I can't remember who, it may have been Blaze, that said we should really just sit through it and just watch it. And it was horrible. I mean, it's horrible. It's as bad as you can imagine it being, it's worse than that. Green Lantern is terrible.
Really?
Yeah. The effects are terrible. The acting's terrible. Everything about it is terrible. I mean, just a horrible, wretched film that should have never been made.
Doesn't sound good.
It's bad. Yep.
Final Fantasy, Spirits Within. I don't know what
don't
that
care.
Is. I don't know what that
we
is.
We can skip some of these.
Treasure Planet.
Treasure
I saw
Planet.
Some of that and I thought it was okay. It was an animated film.
Treasure Planet. I don't remember that one.
It was an animated, like they were on ships, but they were in space.
Hmm.
I know that sounds like spaceships, but they were on like boat ships, like sail ships, like.
I know that sounds like spaceships. I don't care about Treasure Planet.
Okay. Nobody does.
The Postman. The only good thing Postman's good for is to take the Bryan Adams music and put it over the trailer of The Postman.
That's one of the things.
That's one of the only things.
You know what? I think The Postman is probably not a bad film in retrospect.
I think we watched that once, didn't we?
I think we did, and it was okay.
I think it was okay, too.
I didn't like it when I first watched it, but
yeah.
I was young.
I got to tell you, I'm skipping some of these.
Skip them.
I don't
want
to talk about them. They don't deserve to be talked about. Soldier is good.
Soldier is a good movie.
I don't know why Soldier flopped.
I like it. Well, I don't know either, but...
I'm skipping.
It just seems like it should.
Hudson Hawk?
Hudson Hawk flopped.
Flopped. It's Bruce Willis, but...
I don't remember it. I remember
I do
it being kind of...
It's not good.
I didn't think it was good.
I watched it on cable. It's not good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Osmosis Jones. Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Osmosis Jones.
Land of the Lost. Could have told you that one.
Yeah, seriously.
Krull, I loved as a kid. I've never gone back and watched
I've
it.
I've never seen Krull.
I saw it as a kid.
I have seen the action figures of Krull.
No, that's Kull.
It's Kull the Conqueror?
That's Kull.
Daggone it.
Krull!
Ah,
the disc.
I tried to watch. I tried to watch Krull.
Yeah,
I couldn't get through it.
I had the Atari game. I loved it. I watched the movie as a kid and loved it.
Yep.
I haven't gone back to it. I even had like a storybook about the movie.
Did I give you that DVD?
No, you didn't give it to me.
I sold it. I think
you must have sold it.
I couldn't.
You didn't sell it to me.
I couldn't get through it.
John Carter. Yeah, we saw that one coming.
I'm surprised Krull is not on this list.
I'm surprised it's not. Maybe it didn't take much to make. Kevin Sorbo can't be that expensive. You know.
Oh, he is.
He's yeah.
Trust me.
Kevin Sorbo's gonna be on the show next week. At the dip into the petty cash.
Yeah.
John Carter. I mean, we don't even have to go over that one.
No,
I mean,
we know.
Catwoman, again. What were you thinking? Catwoman?
Bad.
Oh, I got an idea. Let's make it completely not Catwoman.
Stinky.
With Halle Berry.
It was stinky.
With Halle Berry's. And totally divorce it from anything that has to do with anything with Catwoman. Sounds like a great idea. Let's greenlight it.
The comic what? Fans will love it.
Oh my gosh. Bullet to the Head is on here.
There's three Stallone films right in a row on this.
Wow, Bullet to the Head is on there.
Bullet to the Head. I knew that didn't do well. I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it did bomb, didn't it? It went away fast.
I think it went away pretty fast.
Yeah.
I See You, which I thought was good. This is one that I thought was good. You watched it in here. It was a thriller where Stallone has to go to this
optometrist.
This detox center out in Alaska or whatever.
Oh, that was good.
And this killer is after... Like,
that was really good.
This killer that goes there.
Yeah.
And he's chasing everybody, and Patrick...
TV's Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy. No. T-2000.
Patrick... Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick is in it.
That movie was good.
Tom Berenger is in
it. I liked
it a lot. And who's...
I don't know.
There's a bunch of people.
I saw it one time.
A bunch of people in it.
Yeah.
A bunch of people. Whistler... I think it's Whistler.
Chris Christopherson. Yeah, I think he is in it.
Chris Christopherson is in it.
Yeah. I've totally forgotten watching that.
I liked it. That was a pretty good film.
Yeah. That doesn't deserve to be on here. It shouldn't have flopped.
It shouldn't have, but it did.
Get Carter.
Yeah. It was...
Maybe you should have flopped.
I understand why it did.
Rollerball.
I don't...
I remember... The only thing I remember that is Paul Heyman from WWE ECW... being in the trailer and being like, Rollerball! Like saying that in the trailer. That's the only thing I remember about the whole movie.
It seems like there are a lot of films, in my mind, that come out with that title.
Yeah.
Or there's somehow or an approximation of that, and I can't keep track of all of them. So I don't even know which one it is.
Garbage Pail Kids. Now, I've seen this multiple times.
Me too.
I watched it as a kid a ton of times.
Loved it as a kid.
Yeah, and I watched it as an adult, and it's like a camp movie. It's like a cult classic camp movie. I can see why it would have flopped.
Yeah.
Because parents weren't letting their kids go to it. It was too gruesome and all this different stuff. But, I mean, I would say it's, like I said, a cult classic. I don't mind Garbage Pail Kids. There's some funny bits in Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah. Battlefield Earth.
Oh.
Joe?
Thanks, Joe.
Joe, are you listening?
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Joe loved Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, he used to play it all the time.
I think he loved... the idea that he loved it more than he loved the movie.
More than he loved it. Do you remember watching it? And I took you in the one time, you and Joe, and I said, watch this. There's not one single scene where the camera is straight.
Oh, they were all crooked.
Every single scene was crooked.
Yeah.
It's always at an angle. It's like their tripod was broken when they made that movie. And they just had to go with it. They're like, we only got one.
What are we going
to
do?
And this is Battlefield Earth, the movie. And that movie doesn't seem to end. Like, it just feels like... you watch a scene, and then you leave for half an hour, you come back, and it's the same scene.
Yep.
It just doesn't stop. That is one of the worst films I've ever seen.
It's hard horrible. To watch, yeah.
3,000 Miles to Graceland, you watched that, didn't you?
I did watch that.
Yeah.
A long time ago. I don't remember much from it. I get the feeling it wasn't as bad as all of this.
Yeah, Iron Giant, definitely.
Iron Giant's great.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
And this is one of those one things where it's like, this shouldn't have flopped.
Mary's favorite movie.
Yeah. Iron Giant should not have flopped.
It should not have. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Kids' movies usually do pretty well, too.
This is one of those ones where something didn't happen.
It wasn't. It didn't have all that silliness going on in it. It was animated, but it had a pretty good core, you know, of value and a good story. That's probably why.
Yeah.
That's probably why it flopped.
Probably why it flopped.
We don't need that.
We don't need that kind of stuff. Death to Smoochie?
Death to Smoochie.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I just wanted to say it. Death to Smoochie.
I'm just going
to
start skimming through these. Triple X State of the Union? Is that the sequel to the first Triple X?
I think
without Vin Diesel?
Does it not have Vin Diesel in it?
I don't think it does.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think maybe it's got Ice Cube? I don't even know.
Oh, anymore. I think it is Ice Cube, yeah.
I don't even... Baby's Day Out?
I don't know. I just wrote it down. It was on there.
That's all I can do. I can't even look at the rest of this list.
Well, you skipped Radio Flyer.
Oh, yeah!
I think Radio Flyer was a really, really good movie.
I thought Radio Flyer was good, too.
I really liked that when I was... I haven't seen most of these in a long time. One of the movies that came to mind when we were talking about possibly doing movie flops that we enjoyed...
Yeah.
The Shadow.
I have that on this list.
Because...
I made for myself.
Oh, you made a list.
Yeah.
For yourself.
I made a little list for myself about the ones that I wanted to mention that people think of as flops... or bombs or, oh, you know, trashed it and, oh, that was nothing. The Shadow, for sure, is great.
It's a great, great movie.
It definitely, and I think that...
Totally succeeds as a comic film, but it's good.
Mentioned this before, is that I think some of these, the tide's starting to turn, mm-hmm. and people are looking back at it and going, you know what, that actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at, like, if you go on Amazon, you get the DVD, and you read the comments, a lot of people are then turning around and going, you know, this movie was really, really good. You know, and it should have gotten...
Which you know, because you just bought the Blu-ray.
I just bought the Blu-ray, and it looks great.
Yeah.
It looks so good. I put The Shadow down. I put Dick Tracy down.
Dick Tracy, yeah.
I don't think Dick Tracy did that well.
I don't think it did either. When it was promoted very... I mean,
it was huge opening and huge promotions, but I don't think a lot of people look back at it and go, oh, Dick Tracy, terrible. Flop. Oh, mm-hmm. bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's great. Dick Tracy's great.
Mm-hmm.
Masters of the Universe, the 1987 movie.
Yep.
That didn't do that well. I think it's great. And one of the things that really frustrates me on that one is where people are like, what's nothing like He-Man? Oh, it's not an attorney. Well, it's nothing like He-Man. There were so many different versions of He-Man up to that point that there was no definitive He-Man. There was the toy line. There was the mini comics version. There was the DC Comics version. There was the Marvel Comics version. There was the Filmation version. There were tons of different versions with different things amongst all of them
mm-hmm.
that you can't just say, oh, well, that was not He-Man. No, it was its own thing, just like all those others are kind of their own interpretations. He-Man was so different in that, you know, it's not like Superman where the origin's the origin. There were, like, five different things all at once
right.
with a different version of He-Man. So you can't say that because it didn't marry itself to one of those that it's not He-Man.
It wasn't on Eternia, but...
It's still He-Man. It's 100% He-Man.
So it's like, what if He-Man came to Earth? What if there was a portal and they came here?
I've seen plenty of He-Man on... And Eternia, and on Filmation.
It's a fun movie, and if you like He-Man, I don't know what your problem would be. I love it. Like, I don't know why you would...
I love that film.
Not like it.
It's... Titan A.E. That didn't do that well.
Nope.
I enjoyed it. I never saw it. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's probably on par with Treasure Planet.
It probably is. Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Oh.
That one flopped.
Yeah.
And that's... A couple of reasons for that. Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, and Batman, where it's competition.
Oh, yeah.
No movie's going to be doing well against Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, and Batman. Come on.
You can't beat those.
You can't beat those. But if you take that movie for what it is, and the effects are really bad, and that's kind of the fault of the production company and things like that, that the effects were bad, and they just had to roll with it, because it was time, and the budget was out, and they just had to do what they had to do. But you pull out the bad effects in that film, and it's a really good Star Trek movie about Kirk, Spock, and McCoy.
Hmm.
More than maybe any of the other movies, it's got that Kirk, Spock, McCoy thing down pat. And it's got the whole vibe of a classic series episode throughout the whole movie. I love Star Trek V. And if you don't love Star Trek V, you need to give it another shot. Hmm. You know, people out there, Star Trek V's good.
Wow.
People? All right, so that was it. That was the ones that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Did you have any other ones you wanted to mention?
I don't think Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey did that well. Maybe it did. I don't know.
Bogus Journey.
I know you don't.
I'm glad it flopped.
I like it up until Station gets involved. They Melvin'd me.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, that stuff's funny.
But I'm not a fan. I'm glad we're giving it away. I'm glad it's not going to be here anymore.
Well, if anybody wants it, you know, if anybody... it's part of the contest.
All right.
So now what are you going to do? Superman?
What time is it?
Well, we're 23 minutes into it.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go on a bit of a Superman.
All right. Well.
Chime in.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
First, a word from our sponsor.
A dying sun destroyed my planet. But more importantly, the sun is destroying your healthy skin. The sun's rays can be kryptonite for the epidermis. Jor-El's Nourishing Skin Block. Explosive results from my exploding world.
Now available at CVS and Woolworths.
Okay. Welcome back. You're with James and Mike at Action Features. And,
that's a perfect segue to talk about Superman, the Man of Steel.
Yes.
The new Superman movie.
Yes.
All right, so...
By the way, if you aren't seeing the Jor-El ads, they're on our official website.
Yeah.
Actionfeatures.net.
Yeah.
Are they posted on Facebook?
No, I only posted it on Action Features.
Right, okay.
With the episode.
Make sure that you get to actionfeatures.net and check out the ads, because, you know, that's how we get...
They're supporting the show.
That's how we're getting funding.
Yeah.
So iTunes listeners, you got
to
go.
You got to go to there to check out the print ads
yeah.
on our website. to get over there and check him out and support what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, he lost his planet. All right? Anyway, so Superman the Man of Steel. Now, if you haven't seen Superman and the Man of Steel, it might be a good idea to shut off the podcast.
Well, I haven't seen it. Should I leave? Or?
Well, if you don't want things spoiled for you,
Okay.
You may want to leave now.
Okay?
I need a drink of water for this.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay. So I didn't like Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may have actually hated Man of Steel more than I hated Iron Man 3.
Did you hate it more than Superman Returns?
I think I hated it more than Superman Returns.
It's big.
Yeah. Because at least Superman Returns kind of gets the character of Superman right. I mean, there's some major flaws.
His hair is a flaw in that movie, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Looks like a wig.
And there's a lot of huge plot holes in Superman Returns that don't make any sense. But there's a couple of Superman heroic moments, and it seems like they got what the character Superman is. It was a Christopher Reeve impersonation, yeah, but it kind of felt like they had at least an idea of what Superman is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
What this character's kind of supposed to be like. And this new movie feels like they didn't care what Superman was supposed to be like. They wanted to make a Superman from the new generation, darker, grittier, grimmer, to match along with the whole Nolan, Batman, real world. It was all about, what would it be like if a person in real life got these powers? And what if it was a real world, and how would a real person do these things? I don't care about that.
They made that movie. It was, with those three high school kids or whatever got the powers? They abused the powers. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
about,
know what
but,
it's called.
But it's that's not what I want, and that's not what Superman is. And that's, you know, that's one of my major problems with the film. But I'm just going to kind of go through here and just a few points I want to make about the movie. There's an opening sequence on Krypton, right? And in this sequence, Jor-El is explaining to the council why Krypton's going to blow up. And they seem to not care. You know, as is the storyline throughout, the council doesn't care. But at that same time as that's going on, then Zod decides to do his overthrow at the same time. Like, Zod's going to overthrow the council and take over Krypton. And so he needs the Codex, which is like this thing that, like the skull that has all like the DNA of all Kryptonians or something.
Of course it's a skull.
So Jor-El has to go get that, but he's also going to get Clark or Kal-El off the planet at the same time. So like all these things are happening all at the same time, and it's like, why are you doing this all at the same time? Why is this whole sequence happening? Like, why are all these things being mashed together in one? So like they get him off the planet, but then like Zod's overthrowing, and then he gets off the planet, and they want to get the Codex, but they can't stop Kal-El from getting off the planet. But then Zod gets taken away, and even though the Council knows the planet's going to blow up, they send Zod off to the Phantom Zone where he's safe. It's like, why doesn't everybody just go to the Phantom Zone? Because it doesn't seem that bad in the movie.
Yeah.
They show the Phantom Zone, and it's like kind of like, it's not so bad here. Better than your planet blowing up, that's for sure.
Right.
So that all made like no sense whatsoever. The whole sequence was just like, I guess it makes sense when you kind of sit down and think about the whole thing, but it just was no reason to be that jumbled and that thrown together and that just kind of everything all at once. It was just, it was just not enjoyable. And I didn't like the way Krypton looked. It was just not fun. None of it was fun. That's the major thing about this movie, is there's no fun.
No fun.
There's no joy. There's no smiles. There's no fun. All right, so Jonathan Kent is the next thing I want to talk about, and this is like one of my two major, major problems. Kevin Costner.
This is where he comes out of the barn and he says, I'm the real Clark Kent.
He comes out of the barn and he says, I'm the real Clark Kent.
I knew it.
He puts the glasses on.
I knew it.
And Bryan Adams sings.
I knew it.
And he plays guitar, and then Bryan Adams shoots arrows from the guitar while Kevin Costner holds it. And it's really a weird sequence.
Bones took my Kevin Costner film collection.
All right, Captain. So Jonathan Kent. The whole thing about the Kents is that they raise him as their own, and they teach him, you know, morals.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he's Superman and what he becomes is all about nurture versus his nature.
Right.
You know, had he been born somewhere else, and there's been comics about this, had he been born somewhere else, he'd have been a totally different character.
Russia.
The Kents are what makes him what he is. His value of life and his strong moral standings and that all life is sacred, and all those different things are coming from the Kents. And it's not, in this movie, Jonathan treats the secret as more important than lives. He saves these kids on a bus, And he's reading him kind of the riot act almost. He's saying, well, you got to keep this secret. You got to keep it. What am I supposed to do? Let him die? And he's like, well, maybe. That's not Jonathan Kent.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kent would never come to the point where the secret is more important than lives. He would teach Clark that saving lives and human life is sacred. And it no matter what, you have to save and protect lives, you know, that's what's important. Because those are people's families and kids and all those different things. There was no way that Jonathan Kent would endorse that. That you would keep your secret. Let those people die. And even to the point in the movie where there's a tornado coming, and it's all told in kind of weird flashbacks. There's this tornado coming, and he's having a fight with Clark in the car, and Clark's like a grown man, and they're still having a fight, and he's basically telling him he's not his dad or something like that. Clark is saying this. I don't even know. The tornado's coming, and the dog gets away, and Clark still doesn't, like, step up. Nobody would see him going to save the dog.
Right.
You know, send your dad back. You're in no danger. That's not revealing powers. You're in absolutely no danger. You're Superman. You're not Superman yet, but you got these powers. Why don't you go save the dog and let your dad get to safety? But no, he doesn't do that. And then his dad is going to be killed, and he just raises his hand, and Clark doesn't go save him. He just lets him die. He
raises his hand to stop him from coming to save him.
And so he lets his dad die. And yet he uses his powers multiple times in the movie to save other people. It's just like he just doesn't save his dad. It's like, okay, he uses his powers to save the kids in the bus. He uses his powers to kind of get revenge on this guy that's a punk in a bar. He uses his powers on this offshore drilling rig where everybody sees him use his powers to save all these lives. But yet, when it came to his dad, he didn't save his dad. So that all didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, James, you just don't understand.
I guess I just don't understand.
You just don't understand loss, James.
Speaking of him not caring, there's huge battles throughout the movie. Metropolis gets almost leveled. And there's only, I think, one time where you see Superman take time to save an innocent. That's like falling out of a helicopter or something like that. The rest of the time, it's just giant battles. He doesn't even try to get the battle out of the city. He's just having giant battles, like crashing through buildings and doing this and doing that. Massive destruction, and he doesn't seem to ever care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Why would he?
Why should he care? He's not been raised to care about human life.
His dad died.
His secret's important.
Let his dad...
Who cares about lives? So there's all that. And Smallville, he doesn't try to get the battle out of Smallville. He just tells people to get indoors. What's that going to do to help him? Get indoors?
Yeah, you're
having a super battle.
You're tearing the buildings down.
Ugh. Okay, so Lois Lane. How long have I gone?
Well, you're fine.
Okay. Lois Lane, she must have some kind of psychic power thing going on because she figures out everything.
I like Lois Lane.
I mean, she starts off the movie knowing that Clark Kent is the guy with the superpowers.
Okay.
Because she somehow has managed to piece it together from, like, news reports. So he must do an absolutely horrible job of keeping his name out of the news when he goes ahead and uses his powers that his dad was telling him not to use because human lives aren't important when it comes to... whatever. So somehow she figures it all out and traces him back to the Kent farm and just gets there and goes, I know about Clark. And just, like, knows the whole secret. So gone is the entire dynamic of Lois and Clark.
Does Kevin Costner shoot her in the face?
No, Kevin Costner's dead, remember? He didn't save him.
He's dead by that time. Okay.
Yeah. So gone is the whole great dynamic of Lois and Clark.
Yeah, that's the big
That's the draw,
thing.
Man.
The dynamic.
Is
like
him hiding his identity from her and falling for her as Clark and trying to get her to notice Clark. And her loving Superman and all these different things.
That's modern.
Gone.
That's modern film. Nobody knows how to build up any tension.
Yeah.
Or have some sort of, you know, everything is like instant gratification. Like, yeah. I got her. Just people don't know how to do it. They don't know how to build up relationships.
They don't at all.
On
screen. It's just gone. And that's such a loss, man. That's such a loss that you could have built that. And
it's
when
Alexander
it comes
Knox.
To be the big reveal. Where he finally tells her that, hey, I'm Superman, that's gone. You don't have that anymore.
Nah,
you got rid of it to do this whole thing where she somehow is an investigative reporter that somehow turned up these things, and it made no sense. And another thing that doesn't make sense, they find this big Kryptonian ship in the Arctic or whatever, right? The government does. And so Lois is there at the exact same time that Clark is there.
It's full of moisturizer.
It's full of moisturizer.
It's full of lotions,
and dandruff shampoos and tons of things that are... It's just like a giant flying cosmetic store. So somehow they're there at the exact same time. It's totally convenient, and it's totally a plot hole as to why they would be there at the exact same time.
How does Lois... How does she get out there?
I don't know. She just shows up because she's an investigative reporter of some sort.
Oh, you can get to those places.
Yeah, the government lets you get in that kind of stuff all the time. So they end up there at the same time. And it's just kind of, they get to meet each other and he saves her or something like that. I don't even care. Another thing about caring about people.
Oh.
There's a scene where in the midst of Metropolis's huge destruction, where there's a girl character that works at the planet.
The Daily Planet, for people who don't know. Okay.
The Daily Planet, yeah. She works there. I don't think they ever even name her. I think that the whole thing was that originally the Jimmy Olsen character was going to be turned into a girl, and that's who this was. Maybe. I've heard that as a rumor.
Why do they keep doing
stuff? I don't even know. But I don't remember her being named. Maybe Jenny. Maybe they said her name. Her name was Jenny. I don't even know. But I didn't care about her. I didn't care about Perry White. I didn't care about any of them. Because you're never taught to care about them. They're there for a split second. But yet there's this time spent on them where she's trapped, and Perry and Steve Lombard are there, and they're going, we gotta save her, and there's a pulse thing coming, and it's gonna kill her, and we're spending all this time on her where you're supposed to care, and you're supposed to be like, oh man, I hope she makes it out. But you're never given a time to care about her. Because there's no time spent at the planet.
No lead up to it.
To care about him. If it was Jimmy Olsen from, and I know people are gonna criticize me and say, oh, well, you're just a Christopher Reeve fan, and that's the only reason you didn't like it. Because I've gotten a ton of that.
Yeah.
So far, and that's why I didn't like it, because I like the Christopher Reeve movies. If this were the Christopher Reeve movies, and Jimmy Olsen was caught in that trap, I was given time to care about Jimmy Olsen. And Jimmy Olsen was treated as a character that I should care about.
Right.
And Lois was treated as a character that I should care about. And Perry was a character. If that scene was happening, I would care. And I would want him to be saved. But in this one, I didn't care. So go ahead and kill him. Everybody else in Metropolis is dying. Who cares?
Once again, modern filmmaking. Nobody seems to...
Okay. So Lois is revealed as knowing Superman by some leak guy that she's leaking stories to or something.
It's Amy Adams, right?
Amy Adams.
Okay, that's cool.
So Zod's invading. He wants information on who knows who Superman is, right? So this report comes out, and it's Lois knows who Superman is. So she's going into hiding, but the government's coming after her or whatever. He turns himself in, Superman does, so that Zod doesn't destroy the world. So Zod's ship comes down to get him with this girl, Feyre or whatever. And she says, he goes up, and they're like, oh, well, Zod wants her too. Zod wants Lois too. What for? Why? How does he know who Lois is? Is he watching the news reports and sees that Lois, some guy says Lois knows who Superman is? Who cares? You've got Superman now. That's what you wanted. Why do you want Lois? That's inconsequential. Why would you bring her up there?
Right.
And some guy tried to say, well, maybe he mind-read Clark and knows that he has something with her. He doesn't have anything with her at that point. What's the point?
You shouldn't have to.
It's a plot device to get her up there so that the computer virus Jor-El character can take her around the ship.
Hold on.
And they can turn the ship around and make things happen as he walks around as a hologram and points to stuff.
I forgot about the, there's a computer virus.
He is somehow able to upload things into the ship because he designed the ship. And so his, like, little key thing that Superman has is able to upload the Jor-El program. He can walk around as a hologram.
People are obsessed with computers now. You can't have anything
so
about a program or hacking or...
Yeah.
None
of it makes sense. And so Superman gets to the ship.
Cyber terrorists.
And he loses his powers because he's on the ship. Why? Why does he lose his powers because he's on the ship? Oh, because it's a Kryptonian ship. So? So what? It's a Kryptonian ship. Well, they're all having to wear spacesuits because they went down to Earth to protect them from Earth's environment because they're not ready for it. So that he can't have his powers on the ship. What? So they have to wear suits down on Earth because they're not adjusted to Earth's atmosphere. So therefore, if they have the suits on, they shouldn't get superpowers then. But they do get superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. So then he gets on the ship and he loses his powers because it's somehow a Kryptonian ship. Unless the ship is somehow powered by Krypton's sun, which would be the only thing that would make him start to lose his powers, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
So somehow Jor-El is able to make the ship so that it doesn't do that to him anymore. Using a program.
With the computer program.
Yeah, with the computer program. He gets his powers back.
He got the hackers together.
Yeah, so he gets the hackers together. And meanwhile, you know, the Kryptonians in their suits that somehow protect them from Earth's environment but are still able to somehow let in the sun's radiation so that they can have powers, immediately have the exact same powers as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's spent his almost 30 years on Earth building up the power and the solar radiation so that slowly... And they establish this in the movie... that he builds his powers up over time. But yet all the Kryptonians immediately have all the powers. Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever. And in the same vein as Pepper Potts saving the day in Iron Man 3, we get Lois saving the day in this movie. Because Superman has to go on one side of Earth and fight this thing, this beam that he's going to have to fight. And meanwhile, Lois has to go into the real danger with this other guy and take his ship into this thing to block it. So they're at risk. They're going to basically have to fight Kryptonians and fly the ship and basically crash and almost die, maybe. So she's really the one that saves the day, her and Emil Hamilton, because Superman's got superpowers and just fought some tentacle things while they really kind of saved the day, which is cool. There's no fun in the film. There's no bit in the movie where I looked at him and went, hey, this is fun. I'm watching Superman fly around. Mm-hmm. He's doing some fun things. Superman should be a character where you look at him and you go, that's a hero.
Right.
This is Superman. He's Superman. We're watching him fly around, and he's doing this. He's saving the day. Good job, Superman. There's never a moment in the film where I looked at that and went, okay, that's fun. That made me smile. I'm seeing it in my mind. And it's not just Chris Reeve that does that to me. I can read Superman comics and have that for me. Superman Animated Series has done that for me. Justice League's done that for me. Lois and Clark's done that for me. Anytime where Superman is treated as Superman should be treated, that happens.
Yep.
When Superman's not treated like Superman should be treated, you don't have any fun. Right. That's what happens. My last thing I want to talk about, and the major, major thing where it almost made me leave the movie, do I have time?
You're good.
Is there's the final battle, and it's Superman versus Zod. They're fighting back and forth, and they're destroying most of Metropolis. You know, there's got to be people inside of this building getting killed. It gets to the point where Zod's not going to stop. He's got his heat vision turned on, and he's slowly turning towards these people that are standing there, which, at this point, Superman doesn't really care about innocence, so who cares if Zod kills him? But Superman's got him in a headlock, and he's screaming, no, Zod, don't! And Zod's like, I'm not going to stop, or something like that. So instead of flying him off and taking the battle to somewhere else until Superman can find a better way, he just snaps his neck. He just kills him. I tried everything else, except for, I don't know, using your cold breath to freeze his head, putting your arm in front of his eyes, flying him away until you can find something better, trapping him in the Phantom Zone somehow, doing anything Superman would have done, you just killed him. You took the easy out. So now you've crossed the line with this character, and he's willing to kill.
Why not kill people all the time?
Why not do it all the time, man? You've done it once. Just do it all the time.
Yeah.
Once you cross that line, it's crossed. A lot of people are like, oh, well, he killed in a comic once. Okay, out of 75 years of Superman history, you're going to go on the one time that he crossed the line and use that for your first movie? And even then, in that story, the reason he's killing them is because they're more powerful than he is. They're going to come to Earth. He has no other way out. And that's his last resort. He's tried everything else. And so it's a more powerful enemy than him. And there's three of them. And there's no other way out. And when I read that issue, I was disappointed that it happened.
That's what I'm saying. That was my point. Even if that did happen once, you don't have to like that either.
I was disappointed when it happened in that.
Yeah.
So to go to that one thing that a lot of Superman fans look back at and go, I wish that would have never happened, because it's not Superman.
Yeah.
Superman always finds a better way. That's what makes him the measuring stick to all those superheroes, is that Superman finds a better way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what would Superman do in this situation? And certain characters have even said that in comics, like, if I was, okay, well, he's the big blue Boy Scout, what would he do? You know, and that he should be the one that you should measure up to.
Right.
And go, that's the one that's pure and won't do the things that the Punisher will do.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, you know, these darker characters will do. The whole story of Kingdom Come in the comics is that Superman has to go away, because that's the heroes nowadays. They're dark, they're gritty, they're willing to kill.
Right.
And he feels like he's from the past, and he has to go away because that's the heroes that people want nowadays. And that's exactly what this movie is they're making Superman into the hero that people want nowadays. They want that dark one that's willing to kill and has a gloomy origin, and, oh, you are you kidding me? You didn't like that he watched his dad die? Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I didn't like that he watched his dad die. I don't want Superman to be a dark, gloomy, gritty character. We have plenty of those. If you want to make a dark, gloomy, gritty character, make that.
Do something else.
So here, when we get to the Justice League movie, Batman will be the character that's not willing to kill, and Superman will be?
Yeah, that's a little...
What kind of sense does that make?
A little backwards. Backwards.
Ugh.
Yuck.
And I know another point that people are going to bring up. How come you don't have a problem with Batman killing in 1989?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've said this like 50,000 times to people lately. Batman 89 is based on his early first appearances when he was willing to kill.
Yeah.
It was to depart themselves as far as they could from the 60s show. So to go back to basics was the one way to do it, to take it as far to the other extreme as they can to get rid of Biff, Bam, and Pow.
Right.
That's what they were doing. And it's really, even then, it's not to the point where he's snapping people's necks.
Yeah, he's not going after everybody. I mean, and there's plenty of Batman, I feel like, where he's...
Yeah.
Where he is, I don't... You know.
Overall, I just... Stuff, it's just not Superman. The movie's not Superman. They've taken a character that should be accessible to kids. Spider-Man and Superman. Those are the two characters in comics. The top two... that should be accessible to all ages.
Right.
Those aren't just our heroes. Those aren't just adult heroes. Mm-hmm. Those are heroes that kids can enjoy, too. And you've taken it and made it into a film that a kid can't enjoy, too. It's too much for little kids to see this dark, gloomy movie. It's just really... I'm glad that Keaton fell asleep, because I wouldn't have wanted him to watch the movie and see Superman kill somebody or do this or do that. And there's, like, other things that are thrown around the movie that have no business being in a Superman movie. It's just, why are you doing that? These aren't just ours. It's like somehow adults have decided that these characters are now just ours. And they should make the movies for just us. That's ridiculous. And maybe I'm just speaking as a parent, and I shouldn't say it and be selfish, but how come it's ours? How come kids can't have Superman? That's what he was made for in the first place.
Right.
Why are you making it just for adults now? Why are you darkening it up so much that you can't have a six-year-old watch it without having to have his parents watch it first and go, it's a little too dark, buddy, you know? And even then, it wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no things to watch and be excited about or enjoy, and it was just all dark, and all the colors were there. And even then, they were all bland. It was just like watching a Transformers battle half the time, where you can't tell even what's going on. It was just a mess. I thoroughly disliked it. I probably will not see a sequel if it gets made, because I know now that it's not my Superman. I dread a Justice League movie if it's going to stay in the same vein as these other Nolan efforts of the Dark Knight trilogy and where it became, and now the Superman movie and what it's become. I want comic movies that are like comic books. Is that too much to ask? I guess so.
Yes, I think so.
All right, so that rant is over.
That sounds like fun.
If you enjoyed it, more power to you. It's not my film, and it's not my Superman.
Yep. It's okay.
All right.
All right. You feel better?
Actually, I feel worse.
Oh.
Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. I can't wait for the next episode, because it's about something I love.
About something I love, too.
And I won't have any room to complain. It'll just be nothing but enjoyment,
very,
really.
Very, very positive, very enjoying.
Yeah.
Enjoying.
You want to tell them what the next... As long as the scheduling works
let's,
out?
Let's leave it a secret, because okay. I think... let's leave it a secret for now, but it's gonna be good.
Yeah. I do apologize for anyone that tunes in and they sit this whole thing and they're like, wow, that sure was a downer. But every once in a while, I mean...
Some things need to be said.
I just have to say certain things. I do have to go on a rant every once in a while. And it's not that I dislike everything. It's just there's getting to be fewer and fewer things for me to like. It's like the effort's gone in trying to make things that... to please certain audiences. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's I like the Jack Reacher. There we go. I said something I like.
There you go.
Yeah.
And even that didn't do, like, super well.
That bombed.
And
didn't it?
It didn't bomb. It made money, but it, you know, it's the same type of deal where there are some people who are willing to put effort into movies and still know about storytelling. And it's just storytelling in general is gone. And like I said, they don't know how to put a relationship on screen. How do you do that? There has to be some tension. How do you do tension? We don't know. Nobody knows anymore. It's like they haven't even watched older films and studied this, or they haven't read a book lately that's been written by, and I've read some modern books and I've read some older books. I'm gonna tell you, modern books don't seem to be holding up either. Like, who, you know,
it's,
and I haven't read all of them, so I don't know. But
it's like you were saying when we were talking about the Lois and Clark thing. It's they don't see the forest for the trees. It's just like an immediate gratification, and you don't think about building something and going, hey, you know what? We shouldn't do that yet, because we're really losing out on something that's great.
Right.
You know, something we can really explore and flourish and things like that. But instead, it's just like, oh, well, she's going to figure all this out, and that's good where the movie starts. What does that gain you?
Nothing.
How's that relationship going to be in future films?
The immediate gratification is just the overall... I mean, that's the mentality of everybody now. I mean, we're getting used to it. Even people who don't think about it are getting used to it and just... That's how everything is getting done. That's how it goes. Like, man. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's enough for this episode.
All right. Well, this has been Mike and James with Action Features. Hope y'all had a good time.
Probably didn't.
Y'all come back now. You hear?